the garlic shrimp pizzas are back. If you like Coney Island hot dogs, try the new Coney Dog Pizza. More additions include the classic margarita, Southern Comfort Pizza with grilled shrimp, Andouille sausage and gorgonzola cheese, the one-of-a-kind eggplant, pesto and goat cheese pizza, and the artichoke Brazil pizza, and many more. You asked, we listened. Pizza is back at the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub.
In these turbulent political and economic times, are you having trouble mapping out your financial future? Let Gary Jorgensen at Wealth Advisor assist you in the development of a financial strategy to help you pursue your financial goals. Gary Jorgensen of Diversified Financial Concepts is located on West M26, just south of Houghton, in the Lake Accounting Building. Call 482-2370 to make an appointment. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
You know who you are, brighter than the brightest star. Baby, you're the greatest I've ever kissed. There's nobody, nobody like you. The way you walk, the way you talk, the way you move. Ask me again and I'll say it to you.
There's nobody like you, and there's nothing more refreshing than enjoying a Coca-Cola with your name or the names of your friends and family on it. Share Coke is back this summer with hundreds of new names and new ways to share. So head to your local supermarket and grab an ice-cold Coke for yourself, John, your dad, and maybe even one for John's dad. Coca-Cola, open happiness.
Coming October 9th to a radio near you.
Here come the Huskies, a shot, score! Kicks it to his forehand, swings it back over, scores! Oh, what a play! Hayden Antetokounmpo! And the Huskies with 18 seconds left take a 4-3 lead. Are you kidding me?
WKNJ.
Go Huskies.
Today's going to be partly sunny with a high around 56 and light winds. Overnight tonight, partly cloudy, low around 45. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high around 61, west winds at 5 to 15. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, low around 41. For Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high around 60 degrees and south winds blowing at 5 to 15. This is Mix 93 meteorologist John D.
Welcome back here to the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93 WKMJ on this Monday morning. And Michigan Tech this weekend taking on Laurentian to open up their season. 7:07 game time both Friday and Saturday night. Hope to see everybody there. If you don't have your tickets yet, they are on sale at the ticket office, 487-2073, or go to buyhuskiestickets.com for those tickets. And we were talking a little bit about the Road Series, Coach. In Arizona, coming up the first week of January, and people, and more, I find out more people every day that are going to be heading down there. What do you think they should do hotel wise to make sure everything's okay?
Yeah, no, it's exciting. I know for alums or the Alumni Association has a spot up on their website here at Michigan Tech for hotel rooms. I was on there the other day, and they're planning on having a couple different functions out there, and. And otherwise you could just probably go on one of the like Kayak or Trivago or one of those things and look for hotels. But I know there'll be hotels available, and I've just heard from different people that they've got their rooms. They got a decent flight out of either whether Minneapolis or Chicago or out of here, and found a rental car. So anyway, there's sounds like people have done their homework, most of them, and found some good deals and good rates, and they're excited to go out there. So every day, you're the same. I hear more and more every day about people coming out. I mean, I just heard one of the companies, their former alum is bringing most of his people out there just for a meeting type situation. And, he's only going to do more of the West and the Midwest. Now he's trying to get some of those people from the East Coast to come out. And so I think this thing's going to be a real successful and good event. First of all, you're playing in an NHL building. a first-class venue, and it's a nice area out there. So obviously, at least you know you're going to go into a nice rink. You're playing good teams. Yale's obviously ranked top 15 teams in the country. UConn is really coming on. You know, they've just started that program, but they've got a very good team. They got a couple outstanding recruits, a couple high draft picks this year on their team. And then obviously you got Arizona State, and they're going to be a lot better than people give them credit for. They have a lot of transfers, you know, these fifth-year transfers who can come in and play right away. So they've done a good job. They started their season this weekend. They played Arizona State played the University of Arizona.
I saw that.
So Arizona State this year has a schedule where they're playing some club teams, they're playing some D3 schools, and then they're playing quite a few Division I schools. So it's great. It's going to be a great tournament, and the time of year to go out there, that first week in January, we're playing the 8th and the 10th, the Friday, Sunday. It's a great time to come on out and get away from the snow for a little bit.
Well, you know, it's that, and the holidays just get over with, and everybody's finally kind of ready to get back to some kind of normalcy. And, I think it's a great time for everybody to be out there. I think the day in between is adds to it a little bit, and for making people want to come out there. So really looking forward to it.
Yeah, and it's going to be great hockey. And like I said, we're going to be out there for a couple days prior. So it'll be good. So there'll be a lot of things going on out there. So we can't wait to get out there, and should be a great event.
Take a look at some other games from over the weekend, Coach. Lake Superior took on the under 18 team, the U.S. under, and lost, I think, in overtime, right?
Yeah, 2-1 in overtime. 2-1 in overtime. Yeah. I watched a lot of that game, actually. Lake State looks, improved. They played a lot. They've got a lot of young guys in their lineup. And, Damon's doing a good job there. He's changing the culture and improving that program. So they're going to be a better team than they were this past year.
Some other WCHA teams that were in action over the weekend. Minnesota State played, and where was that score?
Yeah, I think it's 3-2.
3-2 they lost Alberta. To Alberta.
Yeah, and Alberta's usually got one of the best teams in excuse me, the Canadian universities, and they're a hard team to play against, and they did a good job, and we all know how good Minnesota State is.
Did you get a chance to watch any of Ferris State and Lethbridge, Coach?
I did not, but that was another good game. I know Lethbridge beat Western Michigan the night before, right. So they walked into Ferris, and we get Ferris obviously in a couple weeks for our WCHA league opener, so they'll be a good team. I know they want to be better than they were last year. They got something to prove.
All right. Well, I tell you what, Coach, this weekend coming up, I think is going to say a lot about this team, and I know you got a real tough job as far as picking who's going to be in that lineup on Friday night.
Yeah, we'll try and get everybody in one of the games for sure. We can dress some extra bodies. I think the hard part is starting to, pick your lines now that you're looking ahead. You're looking 1 week ahead to Ferris State, so now you're trying to get your lines in order and assembled, and your D pairings, and try to get some continuity. So when you get into those Ferris games, you've already had a couple games under your belt. But at the same time, we want to make sure we get a chance to look at everyone and see how they're doing. And then obviously the following week, we have to make our final decisions to who's going to play. But we're excited about the weekend. We finally get to play and hit somebody else other than hitting each other every day. And I think that's always fun. You always look forward to that opportunity, that first chance, and it's just around the corner.
Another question just coming in, Coach, asking you about this situation. You had mentioned in prior shows that a lot of times you take two guys as far as forward lines and then try to match another player up. Is that how you go about this here again this week?
Well, yeah, we'd like to, and we probably will. You don't want to stick three freshmen. I think I had that question earlier, maybe last week, where you play the three freshmen together. And not at this point, but what you like to do is you like to find, a couple pieces on each line, two players who you think work well with each other, and then find that third guy on the line who's going to complement them. So but we've got a lot of good pieces. So, it's like a little bit of a puzzle. We're just trying to find the right pieces to put in the right spot. And, like I said, I lost a lot of sleep in the last couple nights thinking about it. So I've got a good feel of what I'd like to do. But at the same time, I want to ask Joe and Gary and get their input on it also.
Another question, Coach, talking about last year's freshmen coming into their sophomore campaign. Do you which one do you think will make the biggest leap?
Wow, that's a good question. Joel Lasprance had a good finish to his year last year, and Dylan obviously put 20 points up, which is a good number for not playing on the power play very much. So But I expect those guys even to take another step forward. You know, I really do. And then after that, we'll see.